There's a full moon over New York City. Want to hear what that sounds like?
Everything pretty much sounds like it's in a big drum.
You know, it seems to just get a little bit of a sloshing sound every once in a while. But it's a nice change from the iPod.
The way they're picking up whatever the noise is, it kind of creates a very ominous low rumble. You know, the kind of thing that you hear in like movies that kind of just make the hair stand on the back of your head.
I'm at the Hudson River waterfront in Lower Manhattan. What these people are experiencing is a public art piece called Blue Moon. Five blue, cube-shaped speakers arranged in an arc across the plaza beckon passers-by to sit down and reflect on their strange song. Two sound artists, American Bruce Odlin and Sam Auinger from Austria, are transforming the World Financial Center Plaza into a huge outdoor resonating chamber.
The project is about public space and how it sounds and what kind of noise we make as a culture, how we can transform that into music as a humane gesture.
Three tubes with microphones in them are installed in the harbor, collecting sound from the area. Planes, helicopters, boats, horns, and waves. Each tube is tuned, like a guitar, to a specific note, which harmonizes the random noise passing through it. As the waterline rises and activates each tube, the sound becomes more complex.
And the sounds from the microphones and the tubes is coming out of the speakers in real time. So you're basically hearing the city sing in the key of C, G, and D, depending on the tides.
In a low tide, you just hear the lowest tube, which is the C tube. On mid tide, you get the second tube comes in, which is the G, and on the high tide, you have all the three tubes in a variation set up on these five cubes.
If, for instance, there's a low chopper sound, that'll make more of the low tone of the chord. If there's a high sound like a jet, it'll make more of the high chord.
I don't really get it.
I kind of just wish that, you know, the tide was changing or the seas were rougher or...
But do you think the water would change anything?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about something, I guess, like this is that it's a very dynamic thing that's dependent on the environment.
During the day, Sam and Bruce examine the tubes down at the dock. The tidal sounds of Blue Moon clue into one of nature's elemental forces, the lunar cycle. In a city like New York, we usually can't see the moon past the skyscrapers, but now we can hear it.
The high tide is maybe 6.5 feet on the highest full moon, and only 3.5 feet on a new moon.
Yeah, but this also brings us back to the title Blue Moon, because you have the saying over here, if in the months there are two full moons, you call this month Blue Moon. And in July we have a blue moon, and that's the reason why we call the project Blue Moon.
When you sit on one of the Blue Moon cubes in the plaza, you're embraced by a dome of sound, like you're actually in the heart of the city, listening to it breathe. For Bruce and Sam, that acute awareness has been the mission of their sound projects and research. They call it developing a hearing perspective.
We have very few words to talk about hearing. They tend to be descriptive, evocative, yet hearing is one of our most important senses, and it defines in many ways how we feel about architecture, how we feel about the space we're in, whether we're comfortable or not, whether we're tense or not, how we read out the world around us and our connection to it.
There's, you know, colors and textures to the sounds of traffic and subways and people yelling in the streets. You're hearing it, but you're not really listening.
For a lot of people here on the plaza, Blue Moon has been an unexpected, meditative sensation, a way of hearing the city actively, of actually appreciating the noise.
Noise by itself has so much also wonderful aesthetic qualities, you know? I mean, it's not just only a question of good or bad, definitely not. What does all the sounds mean to us? And can we actually afford it to have no real hearing perspective in a weird way? Is this maybe one part of our being out of balance?
In New York City, I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez for Public Radio Weekend.